innercitygeeks.net. Welcome to the Innercity Geeks podcast. It's Steve here, and doing this all by myself this time. But that's cool because, of course, you know, it's okay. It's okay to do stuff by yourself sometimes. this week, I'm just giving you, well, not this week. It's going to be today. I'm going to be giving you a bit of a preview of AEW Revolution this week. I have the fortunate opportunity to actually go and check out Revolution this week. So, it's going to be cool. I'm excited. Haven't seen a good professional wrestling live in a long time. I did go see WrestleMania last year because I was working in the stadium at Raymond James Stadium, but, it was a meh card for me. One, I wasn't very invested in the matches or in anybody really in the WWE at the time. So I went in, I was like, okay, this is enjoyable, but didn't really care much for anything on the card other than the Bad Bunny match. The Bad Bunny match was actually good. Probably the best match of the entire event. But I am super excited for AEW Revolution that's happening on today, because this episode will be going up on the day of Revolution. It's going to be really cool. I'm very excited. I want to see what's going to happen, what's going on. I'm going to be excited to actually be at the arena for Revolution. Haven't seen an AEW show live physically other than watching it on the televisions. Watching it kind of religiously too, because I watch a lot of AEW. Granted, I'm a part of the fucking show. There are four different shows pretty much every week. The Dark Elevation, Dark, Dynamite on Wednesdays, and Rampage on Fridays. So there's a lot of stuff going on in AEW. So it's very fucking exciting. It's a great time to be a fan of wrestling, especially after, you know, we got the news that that Tony Khan bought ROH. So possibilities of ROH people showing up at Revolution is going to be pretty cool. So yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited overall for Revolution. And this card for this week is really fucking sick. It's crazy. It's crazy the amount of people that are going to be in this. The amount of matches going to be on there is really, really good. So I guess I'm going to give you guys a preview of it. Possible discussion is not really a discussion. Probably just me just talking about it. Because, of course, you know, that's all I'm doing right now is just talking. Possible predictions. Who's gonna win this? Who's gonna win? Who's not gonna win? Who's gonna suffer? Other than me trying to just have a conversation with myself, but it's all good. I can do this. I've done it before. And this time I guess I sound better doing it. I don't know how to make any sense, but whatever. So first on the card, of course, we all know, but for those that don't know, AEW pay-per-views always start off with a buy-in. Buy-ins are usually done on YouTube. They usually have one match or two matches. Last year's buy-in had three matches, or the last pay-per-view's buy-in had three matches. But this Revolution, we have two matches. Two matches that are actually that I'm kind of invested in, because, of course, you know, they're both really interesting matches that have had some story building since, you know, I'm gonna say a couple months ago. First off, the first match from what we see so far, well, one of the matches on the buy-in is Hook versus QT Marshall, or QT Marshall, however you want to say it. Hook is a phenomenal wrestler so far. He's only had a few matches in AEW at the moment. And he's been a fantastic wrestler so far. Great tactician, very, very similar to Taz back in the day. Granted, he is Taz's son. But in this match, he's going to be going up against QT Marshall, who is actually the person that's been training him to do the wrestlings. So it's going to be pretty cool to see somebody that knows his style and has shown him the ropes actually go up against him, because, of course, you know, all the matches that we've seen Hook in so far have been pretty much squash matches in a way. They've all been pretty quick matches, about 2-3 minutes at the most. Pretty much everybody selling him as far as, you know, a viable opponent he hasn't had yet. So seeing getting QT Marshall in this and building the story as far as like, oh yeah, you know, he was my student and now he's being an asshole and I'm just gonna beat his ass too. It's gonna be pretty interesting. I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with this. Because like I've become a fan of Hook. As people say online, I'm a hooker. I'm a person that enjoys Hook. So send Hook. I want to see what they're gonna do with this. I'm a huge fan of him so far. Also a huge fan of Andrew Bronson, who is the singer of his intro. Andrew Bronson. Love it. Super excited for this match. I'm glad that this is how they're gonna start it out with Hook and QT. It's gonna be pretty cool. It's gonna be a good match. Another pretty dope match is gonna happen so far, as we're gonna have in the buy-in, we're gonna have Layla Hirsch versus Chris Statlander. Layla Hirsch is actually really good. She's fairly new to the wrestlings. She's going against Chris Statlander, who her character is pretty much the alien. She's the nicest alien ever, and she always boops everybody in the ring. It's fucking great. She's fun. She's a great wrestler. She's really fun. And she's going up against Layla Hirsch, who is actually a fantastic wrestler as well. She's really good at what she does. Very, very, very good, because she's actually used to be an amateur wrestler who is, she has the style and the grace of an amateur wrestler in the pro wrestlings, and she does a really good job at it. So seeing both of these styles, both of their styles, put together in the ring, it's going to be really interesting. I'm excited to see what they're going to do with it. I'm a fan of both of theirs, and seeing Layla Hirsch's last few weeks with a huge heel turn, it's been a good heel turn so far. So I'm excited to see how their match is going to turn out. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a real good buy-in so far. All right, so the reason I'm doing this is because this was after I recorded that they came out with the news that the House of Black will be going up against the Death Triangle, which is Penta El Cero, well, Penta Oscura now, as well as Pac and Eric Rowan. He has joined All Elite. We've seen him, like, the last time we saw him was pretty much when for the Brody tribute show. And this is going to be another insane match, because, one, I'm a huge fan of the House of Black, and I am super excited to see what Eric Rowan is going to be bringing to Death Triangle. Granted, of course, it's not going to be Rey Fénix in it, because, of course, he had an injury previously, probably about, I think it was a couple months ago, he had an injury. So it's going to be pretty cool to see Eric Rowan, to see how he works with the Death Triangle now. It's going to be pretty cool. I'm excited. And I guess now back to the show. I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with this. So then that's gonna pretty much lead us to the paid show, which is gonna be pretty fun. Because this is also another, this is completely stacked as well. There are going to be 9 matches that we know of so far. Don't know the order that they're going to be going in, but from what I see so far on the wikis or whatever, is that Jade Cargill versus Ty Conti. Jade Cargill is actually a phenomenal wrestler right now. Every week she comes to the ring, she just gets better and better every single week. For somebody that just started a little bit over a year ago, when she went up against Cody and Brandy with Shaq. She tagged with Shaq and she went against Cody and Brandy. Oh no, Cody and Red Velvet, because it was around the time that Brandy had the kid and everything. But she was kind of green then, but she's gotten better and better every single match. Every single time that I've seen her come to the ring, she's done a great job, and to the point that she's 28-0 right now. And her in-ring has been fantastic. Going back and forth, she's been really good. Probably because she's been training with Daniel Bryan, who we'll talk about a little bit later. But she's been really good in the ring. And then she's also going up against another fantastic wrestler, in Ty Conti. She's great too. Like she knows what she's doing in the ring. She was a little rusty in the beginning, but every single time she comes to the ring, she comes with some flair. She's always smiling. She got a huge smile, always dancing, super excited. But then she's fierce and ferocious in the ring, and she always brings her A game. And she's a tough little cookie. but I'm super excited to see this match, especially since it is a TBS championship title match. This could be the first time that Jade actually loses a match, so it would be cool to see her lose in a pay-per-view. But I'm excited for this one. This is going to be a really good match. Then we're going to have the AHFO, so the Andrade, Isaiah Cassidy, Matt Hardy versus Sammy Guevara, Sting, and Darby Allin in a 6-man tornado tag match. And that should be really fun. Of course, we know Darby and Sting have been doing their tag team thing for a little while already. They got a great tag team together. And then they're bringing in Sammy Guevara, who is the TNT champion. So I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with how their team holds things down, and actually how they work together against Matt Hardy, who's an awesome tag person. He's great in tags, and which is gonna be fun because Isaiah Cassidy is actually really good in tags matches as well. Because he has his tag partner, Marquand. He's really good with him, in Private Party. But I'm excited to see what they're gonna do, especially now with Andrade in the mix, Andrade El Ídolo. It's gonna be interesting to see what's gonna happen with it. Because of course, you kind of see throughout the last few weeks that there's been the back and forth. There's been a back and forth with Matt Hardy and Andrade, and how they kind of are bumping heads in a way that it just makes it kind of one of those things. Just like, are they gonna actually? I hate saying it, but are they gonna coexist? It's one of those stupid phrases, but it's whatever. I would definitely like to see what's gonna happen with this match, because of course it is gonna be a real fun one. It's gonna be a real good one, especially since today on Rampage we had Sammy versus Andrade and Darby Allin in a in a triple threat match for the TNT title. Actually, I'm going to look it up, see who won the TNT title today. If it stood with Sammy or not. Okay, so Sammy retained the title. But yeah, Sammy retained the title. So that's going to be cool. That's fine. I got no problem with Sammy retaining the title. I'm a fan of Sammy's. So it's going to be cool to see, being that Darby was the TNT champ. So he'll be okay. It's going to be cool. It's going to be a good match to see this six-man tornado tag match. It's going to be cool. Then we're going to have another tag match, but this time it's going to be a three-way team match. Three-way tag team match for the TNT title. So we're going to have Jurassic Express, who is Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus, against Red Dragon, who is Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly, and the Young Bucks, so Matt and Nick Jackson. All three of these teams are great teams. I'm a fan of Jurassic Express. Definitely a fan of Red Dragon. And I'm not necessarily a huge fan of the Young Bucks, but they are a great tag team as well. It's going to be a great back and forth. It's going to be interesting to see how Red Dragon and Young Bucks get along in the match because, of course, you know, they've had a lot of back and forth the last few weeks, especially now that that Red Dragon is all, they're all elite, you know, Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fischer are part of a team and technically part of the elite, but the Young Bucks aren't necessarily a fan of theirs and they're going back and forth. It's going to be interesting how this, see how these things match up. But as far as who would win this match, I don't know. This is going to be a real hard one because, of course, you know, Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus are a great tag team. Jungle Boy is really good. Super young, of course, but he's a really good high flyer. And so are the Young Bucks. And all their styles are really different. So seeing what they're going to be doing in ring is going to be really cool. It's going to be a really, really, really fun match. I'm excited to see what they're going to do. I'm excited to see what the Bucks are going to do against all three of them, all three teams, two other teams. But it's going to be cool. It's going to be good. I'm excited to see what's going to happen with that. Who would I want to win? I kind of want to say, I'm not going to say that I want the Jurassic Express to lose, but I wouldn't be surprised if Red Dragon pulls the win over the Young Bucks. If they actually pin the Young Bucks, that'll be interesting to see. Highly doubt it'll happen that way, but those are my predictions. Another match, the main match that I'm super excited for is John Moxley against Bryan Danielson. Bryan Danielson and John Moxley are two of the best wrestlers on the roster, I think, so far. Huge fan of theirs, both of theirs. And it's gonna, like JR would say, it's gonna be a slobber knocker of a match. They're gonna be violent. The violence is gonna be there, which is going to be great. Their constant back and forth the last few weeks have been stupendous. John Moxley, of course, after coming back from his hiatus, has been the best he's been since even before he started over here. It's been really good. And then Bryan Danielson has been insanely good, period. Granted, he's probably one of the best wrestlers in the world, but just seeing both of their styles back and forth would be interesting, especially both of them being very violent, both of them being very very efficient and proficient in what they do. It's fucking fantastic. So this match is going to be a really good one. Super violent. And hopefully we see them actually create a faction in the way, which is what, you know, they've been trying to do in a way for the last few weeks with Bryan Danielson offering Moxley a, oh yeah, why don't we just become a team and start training all these kids to actually be great professional wrestlers. So it'll be cool to see what they're going to do with that. Because it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun one. Another match that I'm super excited for is the Chris Jericho, Eddie Kingston match. I'm a huge fan of both of these guys, of course. I've always been a fan of Chris Jericho since, well, not always. When he came to WWE or WWF back then, as Y2J. This is the last time I remember him. I was a fan. And then coming over now, seeing Eddie Kingston come into AEW. It was last year when he was actually when he went up against against Cody for the TNT title during the time that they were having the open challenge matches. I fell in love with him and his style. Like, he's a New Yorker that knows what he's doing, and he does what he does in the ring, and he's fucking good at it, dude. He just beats ass and he just don't care. He's one of those kick ass and then fucking ask questions later. So I'm excited to see what's gonna happen with this match. I would love to see Eddie Kingston actually win this one. Because, of course, you know, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of Eddie Kingston. I want to see Eddie Kingston come out on top. And I'm pretty sure he will, because Jericho has actually been putting over a bunch of his opponents. So it'd be cool to see that. Then another match that's coming out, that's happening, is the Face of the Revolution ladder match for a future chance at going for the AEW TNT championship. And so far we have Keith Lee, Orange Cassidy, Powerhouse Hobbs, Ricky Starks, Wardlow, and the latest person that was added to this was Christian Cage. Christian Cage won the match against Ethan Page. Kind of sad, because I would have liked to have Ethan Page win, but it's okay, because Christian Cage is actually another fantastic wrestler to join this crew of fantastic wrestlers too. They're all good. Keith Lee made his AEW debut just a couple weeks ago, and he finally went up against he finally had his first match tonight on Rampage against JD Drake, who I'm a huge fan of his too. He's a good dude. He's a good wrestler. He's a good brawler. He's a good grappler. So I'm excited to see Keith Lee do his thing in the ring again, especially when it comes to having all these bigger dudes in the match as well. Like I said, we got Wardlow in there, who's a beast in the ring, as well as Powerhouse Hobbs, fantastic in the ring too. Like, they're all great. But then we're throwing in Orange Cassidy with his sloth style wrestling. Another great wrestler as well. It's really good. And then we got Ricky Starks, who's part of Team Taz with Hobbs. So it's going to be interesting to see how they run things in the ring. So I'm excited to see all these matches. Who would I like to see win this? I would really love to see Keith Lee win the match. Granted, yes, he did just start, and I do want to see him win, because he's a fantastic wrestler. He's a great performer. this promo work is fantastic. So I'm excited to see if he wins or when he wins, especially for the TNT title, because he's one of those dudes that I've been looking forward to coming over to AEW after he was released from WWE. So it's going to be cool to see that match. Another cool match that I'm really excited for right now is the Dr. Britt Baker DMD versus Thunder Rosa for the AEW Women's Championship match, or Women's World Championship match. And that's going to be a fun one because, of course, you know, their Lights Out match was probably one of the most amazing matches of last year. A match that, like, I've gone back a couple times to go watch because it's a badass fucking match. Thunder Rosa is an amazing wrestler. Granted, she only has a few years in. She's fucking good. And so is Britt Baker. She's another fantastic wrestler as well. Like, she's been the champion for a little while already. She won it from Hikaru Shida. And she's been doing her thing as of late. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen with this match. Especially now that we have, you know, kind of like the factions in there in the way. Like, you got Rebel on one side, as well as Jamie Hayter. And then Mercedes Martinez over with Thunder Rosa now. So are they going to, you know, interfere in any type of way? But I would definitely love to see Thunder Rosa come out with the win for this, because of course, you know, you gotta represent with the Latinos, right? So Thunder Rosa for the win in this one. And then the next match that I'm super excited for, a badass match that we had originally, we had Brody Lee versus Cody last year in a dog collar match. And this year we're getting CM Punk and MJF in a the brutal dog collar match as well. So this is going to be a great match because, of course, you know, both guys are killer on the mic. And we've had the back and forth with both of them the last few weeks in promos. And they're building the story so well. MJF a couple weeks ago came out saying, oh yeah, you know, you were my person. You were the person that, you know, made me feel like I belonged. And then you just disappeared on me. Kind of like making him feel abandoned. And then seeing him come out this week on Dynamite and pretty much flipping the script again, which I kind of knew it was a bit of a work, but kind of made you feel like, oh yeah, he had those thoughts, but at the end of the day, it was just like, yo, I'm still gonna be a bad guy regardless. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be a great match. Especially now that CM Punk is like, yeah, I've done these dog collar matches before. I've done the hardcore type matches in the past, and I can do this again. And that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna beat some ass. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be a hell of a fucking match. That's one that I'm most looking forward to. Because they both go on the ring. They both have some really good ring presence, and I'm very excited to see what they're gonna do. So who would want to win this one? I'd really like CM Punk to win this. Just to shut up MJF, because MJF is just such a talker. He just talks so much. He just talks so much shit. That's all he does. Just talk shit. But I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with it. And then the final match, the main event that they have is Hangman Adam Page versus Adam Cole. So the Battle of the Atoms for the AEW World Championship, the big title match. It's been a good few weeks for both of them, you know, going back and forth with each other. And seeing how their story is built. Of course, Adam Cole has been there for just a few weeks or whatever. A couple months already. But they've both done a great job in building this story. They've been around, of course, on the Indies before. And they've known each other from the Indies before. And then the fact that Adam Cole pretty much came out a couple weeks ago. I was like, yeah, you've always been the other Adam in wherever they were. You're always the other Adam in conversations. So I'm kind of excited to see how this is going to pan out because, of course, you know, they're both great wrestlers. So I'm excited to see what they're going to do. But I would still want Hangman and Adam Pearce actually win the match. But he's good. He's a good champion, and he hasn't had as many defenses as I would have expected for him to actually lose it. So I want him to retain it. And it's gonna be a great pay-per-view. I'm excited that I'm gonna be there at the Edition Financial Center. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a fun pay-per-view. So make sure you guys check it out. Let me know what you guys think of the episode. Not necessarily my thoughts or whatever. What do you think is gonna happen at Revolution? Are they gonna have any people show up? Are they gonna have? What are they gonna have? What's gonna be so fun about it? What are you looking forward to? What are you looking forward to at Revolution? So let me know what you think. Whether it's on Instagram or the Twitters. Let me know. You can find me on the Instagram or the Twitters. You can find us on the Intercity Geeks on the Twitters or Instagram. Or you can find me personally on the Instagram and the Twitters at Mr. Jackal, M-I-S-T-E-R-J-A-C-K-A-L. M-I-R. M-I-S-T-E-R-J-A-C-K-A-L. Jesus. Make sure you check out all the stuff. Thank you guys for listening. And always remember, the geeks should not inherit the earth.